I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, today is day 10 of the war in the Middle East, particularly in Iran. We're joined by Tara Kangerlou, a global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran. Tara, thanks as always for joining us. Let's start with the announcement of Iran of a new supreme leader. Were you surprised by who they chose? And tell us about the new incumbent.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you very well pointed out to an important point, which is people and their stories and the fact that words matter. So I appreciate that much. As far as me being surprised, I mean, listen, Mujtaba Khamenei was long seen as a potential contender long ago. Long before this war. So his name was always being tossed around, right? But the idea of him continuing a hereditary succession that some people, by the way, are calling or rather comparing to a monarchy was something that the supreme leader himself negated, right? He projected this narrative that I don't want it to be hereditary. And that's why some people were suspicious that whether or not he will take the helm of the regime after his father's passing, who was, you know, 86 years old. I'm not surprised, but there were other names also being considered. But we are at a moment, really, at a momentous point in Iran's modern history where we have a new Khamenei, a younger, more hardline, and in some ways emboldened, who really have his hand in every single layer of the IRGC apparatus. So the idea that President Trump argued that he's going there to get rid of this regime, he did certainly got rid of the older Khamenei, but left us with the new one. And that is perhaps the most concerning thing for ordinary Iranian people, because they know how hardline he is and how closely aligned he is with the IRGC and the Sepah.
Is this a signal from the regime that we're not going away, we're not going anywhere, Donald Trump?
Absolutely. And I've been speaking with sources in Iran, people in the know when it comes to the thinking of the regime. And we have to understand that the supreme leader and his narrative and his followers are not just staunch loyalist to him and the regime because of politics, but ideology. And when you talk again to these regime loyalists, you understand that for them, it's a fight. It's not just for survival, but it's embedded in their belief, and they are ready to go all in. In fact, they have. So, and that's important, because the idea of regime change in a country of 90 million that is most certainly not monolithic, where, of course, the majority, as we saw in January and in previous protests, want to move beyond the regime. That is a fact, okay? However, there are still somewhere between 18 to 20% who believe in this regime. And right now, they are more emboldened, and we are at the danger of further radicalization when it comes to that group. And also, we have to understand that these are people who went through an 8-year war between Iran and Iraq in the 80s, and their threshold for pain is high.
Reports coming through that France and its allies are preparing to reopen the straits of of Hormuz and escort ships through the waterway off Iran. How difficult will that be, do you think?
I mean, listen, Strait of Hormuz is a lifeline for 20% of the world global energy, right? And we know Japan and South Korea are in big trouble. And that has been Iran's wild card over the years. And if you ask the Iranians, they would tell you that we haven't fully closed the Strait of Hormuz. We just are monitoring it. But in reality, the strait is somewhat closed, right? And we've seen the impact on the global markets. Again, if France wants to play a mediatory role in all of this, They can. But at a time that the thinking in Iran under now the new leadership of the Supreme, the leader Khamenei Jr., is that we are holding forth and we're going full force. I'm just not sure how successful that will be. I think one thing we need to look at very carefully right now, I understand that the president is going to speak later today, is his reaction to the election of Mojtaba Khamenei. We remember just a few days ago, he said he wants to be part of that election. He wants to have a say. He also made a point about how he does not like the son, Mojtaba. So I think we just have to see what his reaction is, whether or not he wants to continue and escalate, or he would use this as an off-ramp.
We will watch with interest. Tara Kangaloo, global affairs journalist, author of The Heartbeat of Iran. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.